I think there's a lot of fear when it comes to non-native EMFs, and I want to dispel some of that for you today. So stay tuned to this podcast to find out more. Welcome back. My name is Sarah. This is the Sarah Kleiner Wellness YouTube channel. And today I have Patter and Nico from The Wellness Enterprise. We're going to talk all things water, non-native EMF, frequency, and the ether, which might seem a little bit woo-woo for some people listening to the show, but I think there's a lot of value in this conversation. So I really hope you enjoy it. It was a very interesting conversation. And yeah, I'm just hoping that I can dispel a little bit of fear for people that are dealing with environments that they can't necessarily control and some possible solutions. And that includes for water. So if you listen to this episode and you're interested in anything that we talk about, there are going to be links down in the show notes and you can use my code Sarah, Sarah with an H, over at the Wellness Enterprise or purchase any of these products. So make sure to check that out. And before we jump into today's episode, I want to thank two sponsors. The first one is going to be VivaRays. They are my go-to source for protecting my circadian rhythms. You can use the code YOGI to save 15% over at VivaRays. The second one is Upgraded Formulas, a fantastic way to check the mineral balance within your body. My code there is YOGI12 or YOGI if you've already used that one before. And if you enjoy this show, make sure you leave a comment, hit the like button. As I mentioned, this is a very interesting conversation. Hopefully don't lose too many people, but I think that a lot of you, the right people, are going to enjoy it. So let's jump right into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Very excited to have Patter and Nico here from the Wellness Enterprise to talk about. It's going to be interesting to see where the conversation goes, but we want to talk about EMFs, water, negative ions, all the things. So welcome and thank you both for being here today.
Thanks for having us. It's a privilege to have a conversation like this.
Yeah. And do you both want to kind of introduce yourselves, talk a little bit about what you do, your background history before we dive into things?
We could do that a little bit, but you know, more and more as the journey goes on, I feel less and less important and like who I am and what I do. And, you know, I'd rather just say that my healing journey has taken me from individual focus and lots of pain and suffering and overcoming trauma to I'm part of all that is, and I just get to witness this amazing life. And the more I immerse myself in living energies, the better I feel. And the more I attract that's aligned with that. And, you know, having been through irritable bowel syndrome and Lyme disease and I basically raised my kids sore, like my joints always hurt. And now I'm like playful and I can play different sports and I climb trees to forage avocados. And I at 53, I'm the healthiest I've been. And that's really the important story, is like what nature provides for us and supports us with. And if we can bring that forward, then I think we make the biggest contribution to people.
I love that so much. Yeah. And I feel like it's something that I've talked about on so many of my podcasts, just in different frameworks with different practitioners, is this whole explosion of Lyme and mold and parasites and, you know, people are identifying with these things and becoming sicker. And I want to help as much as I can. So I love that you kind of led a little bit with that story of chronic illness and just always being in pain, because I see so many of my listeners kind of identifying with that story and the route of medications and supplements and IVs and all of that can seem just like very daunting for people. And so I would love just an alternative path, if you will, that people can look towards.
We can definitely dive in deep there. I've lived it. So how about you, Nico?
Well, same here, and relevant to the tower. I'm originally from Belgium, so I'm an electromechanical engineer, same as the inventor of the tower. And then I moved to the United States 20 years ago. I worked for a big consumer goods company, so I got moved to Cincinnati, Ohio. And I went to a doctor one time in the States, and I was like, oh my God, if I do not figure out how to get and stay healthy myself, I'm so screwed. So yeah. 20 years ago, basically, that's when my deep dive started into health. And I had to let go of so many things I was taught in school that I found out that simply wasn't true. And then about 10 years after that, my mother passed through euthanasia in Belgium, and I was not a spiritual guy at all. Everything is science, and like there is no God, there is no subtle realms, etc. And she actually, long story short, over the period of a few months, she ended up waking me up. Mm. And she started to reach out to me. And then this whole subtle realm opened up to me. And it was things that were undeniable. She knew I'd be skeptical. So she predicted all these things from my future. I met my first mentor, a Reiki master. We would have lunch together, her, me, and mom in spirit. She had never met my mother. It was just like she was sitting at the table. Wow. And then I realized, I was like, wow, I basically don't know anything. So I was like, you know what? I'm letting go of everything that I think I know. And what comes back to me is the truth. And then I went on this whole path of more of the subtle energies mm-hmm. to where now, because of my background as in science, I've been able to merge the two. And they're not diametrically opposed. And I feel right now it really like it preps us for working with the cosmic towers, but also as humanity is making a shift. Mm. So my focus over the last few years has really been helping people with their minds, with their unconscious mind, mm-hmm. getting rid of traumas, hypnosis, teaching people how to clear their own emotional bodies, knowing that a lot of our diseases in the physical actually start in the mind.
Yes.
As limiting beliefs. And then they work their way through the less subtle bodies. They go into the emotional body until one day we have a physical dis-ease. So what I focus really on is helping people uncover these limiting beliefs that are at the root of their physical issues and teaching them how to communicate with their unconscious mind. And that then trickles through all the bodies.
Mm. Yeah. And some people listening might say, oh my gosh, this is too much. This is woo woo. And this is, but there are some interesting, like you said, I don't think that one opposes the other, that you believe in science and kind of understanding things from this logical point of view. And then looking at like the aether and, these subtle energies. And I think people are at this point now where they're trying so many different things to heal. Like I said, the supplements, the medications and IVs and all these things. And even, you know, I see people, they're not healing from allopathic medicine. Like you said, you saw a doctor and you're just like, nope, this is not going to be the path for me. If I need to heal, I can't do this. Right. And then they're kind of going functional and not getting better from that also. So I feel like, you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, this is way too woo woo, too much, give it a chance, because I feel like it could be something that's helpful for people out there for sure.
Sarah, I want to help you build that bridge a little bit. You know, I came from 18 years as a financial advisor. I wore suits. I owned a Porsche. I had a big house across from the water. I was competitive. I was about money. I was really good in my field. And literally the last day I worked as a financial advisor, I went to the hospital in the middle of the night in an ambulance that I called because my kidneys hurt so much.
Oh my gosh.
And the doctor took me in, you know, this is a traditional MD in an ER setting. And they said, you are very lucky. I was like, what do you mean? They're like, it's just stress.
Wow.
You're going to recover from this. Like you don't have any lumps or anything like that. And so I never went back to work after that day. Hmm. And life had tried to get me out of that career before then and show me that I was beholden to money and that I was, you know, fearful and competitive and just a very shallow version of myself. And so the thing that I would suggest is the way Nico got here and the way I got here is because life led us. And I resisted the most at that moment, you know, and that got 11 days before I ended up in the ambulance, my partners asked me to take a leave of absence. That was the hand of God saying, you can do this gracefully. And I was like, no, I want the money. Yeah. Right. And yeah. So I got the ambulance. And so I got the pattern, right? And that was the worst of it. And then it got better and better over time. So now I've so changed who and what I am to be a very connected being that when I'm facing a decision, many, many, many of them, I just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And then I go the way that feels light and warm. And then what ends up happening, I mean, it's the funniest thing, like Patter's version of healing is stack calm experiences. Mm. That's it. Calm with eating, calm with hydration, calm with thinking, calm with movement, like whatever it is, just keep stacking calm. Mm. And eventually you end up calm and at peace.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a good bridge there.
I think so. And I feel like so many people are, you know, they listen to the show and they are listening to a lot of things I talk about with light, water, hydration, all of that. And one of the big topics that a lot of people are becoming aware of these days, a lot of people deny that it's even an issue, but EMFs, and I, you know, did a show with a building biologist and talked about all the different kind of things in your home that can be hiding out and issues. And that's definitely something that I think is coming onto people's radars. And so I see Nico has behind him the Cosmic Tower, and I've got one in my home now. So maybe, I don't know if it's a good time to maybe just talk a little bit about this, because we were talking about fear, you know, about fear around EMF and towers, and people are like, I've got to move out to the country and move off grid. And it's like, well, there's still going to be satellites, right? So is there, can we escape these things, and how afraid of them should we be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think the EMFs, the way our environment is, I mean, have you ever put an egg in a microwave for a few seconds and then throw a chick out of it?
Right, right.
It's never going to work. So no. What makes us believe that if we to a microwave, that that's going to be beneficial for us, right? And we can talk about how the effects of EMF on water and on our body. And first, I want to say, I have to compliment you because I got to take your circadian reset course and the leptin.
Thank you.
You've done an amazing work of synthesizing Jack Cruz's, you know, the knowledge that he has, and you've made it very practical. So I just want to, you know, compliment you on that. You did an amazing job.
Thank you.
I'm in on that one too. Ever since your course, like, I have taken care of my light in the morning every day.
Yay.
Like, yeah, that's become like a major life change. And I just did, like, I had knowledge around the edges of it, but when I took your course, that was it. It's like, okay, implementation now.
Thank you. I'm so happy to hear that. And it does make a big difference in your overall energy and mood and everything. It's so, so crucial. Yeah.
Yeah. So with the EMF, I mean, what does Jack talk about, right? That 99.9% of the molecules in your cells are water.
Yes.
Right. And what I would like to do in this podcast, because I think your audience is very familiar with what Jack teaches, I would like to show some of the parallels between what I learned from Harald Thiers, the inventor of the Cosmic Tower, being a mentor for me, and what Jack says, and how they're very much in parallel. Right. What does Jack Cruz, for example, say about EMF? It dehydrates.
Yes.
On a cellular level. And everything is about water. We're 99.9% water for a reason. Right. I'm an electromechanical engineer. Why would I pick water? I would pick stainless steel or something stronger. Right.
Yes.
Yet all of life is made of water. So that's a big clue. Now, if you look at traditional biochemistry, what do they do to figure out how mitochondria and the cell work? They dehydrate it. 99.9% is water. What is the secret? Is in the water, right? So Jack Cruz says that the non-native EMFs dehydrate us. Harald used to explain it in a different way. He says the water that we have in our body, EZ water, fourth phase water, as the work of Gerald Pollack, it's not like the water that comes out of your faucet, right? It has very different qualities. It's crystalline in nature, but I think what is really important is that our bio battery, what holds our life force, it's based on that structured water. So what Harald would explain is, like, if you look at structured water, the molecules, they're arranged in a hexagonal structure. So what Harald used to say is water is also a dipole, meaning it has a positive and a negative side, meaning it's like a little magnet. So what happens if you expose a magnet to an alternating magnetic field? it starts vibrating, which causes friction, which causes heat, which then basically breaks the structure of our bio battery. So what does, because now we have so many non-native EMFs, is that our battery degrades and we lose our life force much faster. Mm-hmm. So that's how I would summarize. There's a lot more to that. We also have the blue light, etc. But really looking at the water, that's one of the main things that happens. So we have to, in a way, ensure that the integrity of our bio battery stays intact so we can take more electrons in and have more life force. What's the difference between a body one moment and after death? Well, the electricity is gone.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
At a very simple level, that's how Harald would explain it to me. So what we really want to do is have more easy fourth phase structured water in our bodies. And then sources of electrons, right? We take electrons in through food, through grounding with the earth, making sure that our battery stays really full, right?
Yeah, I think that's what people, we talk about so much, is that our body is electric. We run on this DC electric current. And the more, you know, the more people I talk to, I was talking about my dear friend, Ian Mitchell, who's the, you know, scientific advisor for LelaQ, and he's just a brilliant person. You know, he was visiting my home recently and we were talking about energy and how, and mitochondria. And the biggest thing that everyone says the mitochondria do is make ATP, right? And I've had this conversation with so many of my brilliant friends, right? It's ATP. But we don't talk about the fact that the mitochondria make deuterium depleted water, right? That and the water, like you said, is 99% water molecules. That's how our body actually is, you know, this bag of water. And so I think, you know, and I've talking to Ian and so many other brilliant people that are way smarter than I am, that what the mitochondria does is make water. And that's really the most crucial thing that it does as far as energy goes and flowing in our body. What do you think about that whole idea?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I was, listening to Gerald Pollack yesterday, and they were talking about redox potential. Mm. He's like, let's make it much more simple. It's all about charge.
Yes.
Right. When we have a lot of negative charge in our cells, we have a lot of energy. Every cell is like a little battery, right? And when we have a lot of charge, it's like your car. If your battery only has a few volts, it's not going to turn over. But if you have a full battery in the body, meaning a lot of charge and a lot of structured water, your body has the energy to do what it needs to do. And that's why my vision on healing is like, well, we don't have to tinker with it too much. Nature has it within its blueprint. If we ensure that the environment for the body is as natural as can be and everything the body needs is there, nature knows what to do. Mm-hmm. But I think the problem with most people is we're chronically dehydrated. Yes. What does that mean? We're chronically undercharged. We chronically do not have enough charge. And then you can change the information if you want, or you can take supplements. But if your body doesn't have the raw power to do anything with that, we're just not going to get very far.
Exactly. I agree 100%. And I think that's what a lot of illness and cancer and all these different things, it comes down to, and there's some really interesting science now. Dr. Pollack has, I had him on the podcast about a year ago, and we talked a little bit about this, about cancer and structured water and some interesting data there to show that a lot of disease in the body is stiffness and dehydration and lack of water, would you say?
Absolutely. I forget the name of the Iranian guy that got put in prison. We call him Batman, right? And he was healing everybody in the prison. How? We only had water available.
Yeah. Yes.
So absolutely, I agree. To have the parallel with what Harald, the inventor of the cosmic tower, says, it says, if you have a healthy cell, it's typically around minus 70 millivolt. And then what happens over time, because of the environment, because of us getting dehydrated, basically the charge of the cell drops. And yes. Once the charge drops below a certain level, we start having chronic illnesses. When it drops even lower, the survival mechanism of the cell is to go to another way of energy production. And then we call it cancer.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. So his vision wasn't that was pretty simple. He's like, make sure you're hydrated, that you have a lot of structured water, and get those electrons in your body. Give your body the charge and it will know what to do.
Right. And we talk about, Patter, yeah. You were trying to say something.
Yeah. Well, my journey's been with structured water, right? And when it started, I had a project going when I stopped being a financial advisor to get rid of plastic bottles in Hingham, Massachusetts. I was the chairman of the recycling committee, and I was, you know, going at making a contribution to life through that direction. Mm-hmm. And so as I moved out of the financial industry, I was like, well, I'll just start a water business and I'll sell water filters. And, you know, of course, I wanted to sell water filters because they have replacement parts. And if I could sell something with replacement parts, I can go windsurfing and people can be ringing the cash register, right? All the thinking from that mind that was like about money and competition and all these things. And as I went forward with it, like, life is so funny. It's not that easy to buy water filters in bulk at like half the price you pay for them that you sell them for retail and lose money. But I kept doing it. And so life was like, this is not your path. And when the energy of water came into my life, when structured water showed up, I ran away. Like I resisted it for like 6 months. I was like, there's no way I can do anything with that and actually earn a living. And so eventually I just had to surrender to that my path was going to be educating people about structured water. And I would just have to trust that my needs would be taken care of. So along the way, I just kept opening like one door after the other. It's like this door I'm banging my head against it, this one opens. And so in addition to everything you guys have put on the table, which is all the super important part of the story, there's another part of the story too, which is how do we get health right? Like if you think about irritable bowel syndrome, right? It's a diagnosis of exclusion. It means we can't say exactly what's wrong with you, but your belly's bad and we're going to call it irritable bowel syndrome. And so if you I went to the doctor with this, and the first thing I did was go to an MD, and she was like, you've got irritable bowel syndrome. She diagnosed it correctly right from the beginning. And she said, just take this pharmaceutical every day for the rest of your life and you'll be fine. And my response to that was, you're fired.
Good.
Right. I got up and walked out. And so as the journey unfolded and I got to see the different aspects of the story, I took care of my nutrition by going gluten-free and dairy-free and all of that. And then I took care of my hydration by going to Kangen water and trying alkaline water for a while and filtering water. And, you know, I went through these different things and none of them went all the way toward healing. And so all the way toward healing ends up for me in my life's journey being a redefinition of who I am, how I think and how I operate in the world. And so inside of all of that, I've had immense connections with being hydrated and being emotionally balanced. And as I was getting rehydrated, I learned like when I let that muscle not get taken care of, I got cranky. And then I was raising 4 kids during that. And so we were all learning together. And yeah, they get really bored. They're like, Dad, are you ever going to talk about anything other than water? And I was like, I don't think so. I'm just going to stick with what I'm passionate about. And so I learned that. And then as I've gone further in the journey, I've learned that being hydrated is actually access to consciousness. And so these inspirations that come through now and this feeling of like really great security that I'm part of all that is and that every answer that I need, every answer, I don't want to use the word need, every answer to every question that I'm pondering and that I'm contemplating in life is going to come through when I'm in proper flow. And proper flow can't happen if I'm not taking care of the hydration and the emotions as a component of getting there. So it really affects everything and it takes us further than we ever could have imagined.
Yeah. And just for maybe somebody who's listening and is like, wow, that sounds really amazing. How the heck do I do that? What would you say?
Sure. Well, the beauty of structured water is like, you know, we have the, I would say, it's not even arguable, the best device in the world that we sell at the Wellness Enterprise. Like, it's called the Aqua Energizer. It's a certified structured water device. It makes H3O2. That's one great answer, but there's really a ton of answers that are free and that are right around you or almost free. So a free one is go to findaspring.com and get some glass jugs and take yourself out into nature and fill your jugs up and take that water right from the earth home and live on that. That's one answer. Another answer is take that water that comes out of the pipes in your house. At least it's there, right? Filter it if you need to for taste and odor, and maybe for confidence if you feel like removing toxins is an essential part for you. But then put something in it. Add slices of lemon or cucumber or raspberries or sea salt. So you can take water really easily and increase the mineral content and increase the structure just by doing things that are right there in your home. I went through a couple of years where I experimented with the sea salt quite a bit. And what I found was if I was mineral deficient, I could take pinches of sea salt and put them in my mouth. It tasted great.
Yes.
And there was a point like one pinch, two pinch, three pinches, somewhere, you know, around three, there's like, it would taste awful. I was like, okay, like that's it. I just got enough minerals back. So we can structure that way. I also probably since about 2016 have oriented my travel around waterfalls. So if I'm going somewhere, I'm going to find out what the springs and waterfall situation are. Or if I'm going to the ocean, the waves, I'm going to be body surfing and I'm just going to immerse in living water in nature as often as I can. So there's really no limit to how we can do that. And, you know, if you want to, you know, you have some resources and money, you live in a busy life, you're in a city or you're in a home, you have multiple kids, you don't have time for anything. Mm-hmm. You just install a structured water device on your pipe or on your shower, or under your sink, or you have a handheld device. And then as soon as you turn water on, you're structuring it automatically. It can just be an integrated kind of seamless thing in life. So it just depends on what somebody's preferences are.
And how do you feel about structuring water with intention? I feel like that's kind of a one that people are like, no, that's impossible. You can't do that. How do you feel about that?
I think it's super beautiful. Somebody heard me interviewed in 2014, and he called me up and he said, I can teach you to structure water without your devices. I was like, I'm in. And so I went to New Hampshire and I spent two nights in his home and he taught me how to structure water without my device. And I was like, all right, let's do a test. Like, I'll bring 10 people together for a weekend and you come down and we'll teach them how to structure water. So we did that. And all 10 people in the survey afterwards, I wanted to know, I called them all, you know, like, how was it for you? Really? All 10. Yes, I learned how to structure water with prayer, with intention, with words, with intentional practices. And I said, and are you going to do it? Are you doing it now? I did it about 5 days after the workshop. None of them did it because
really.
Yeah, well, because the intensity of what it takes to structure water to a degree that overcomes enough of the vibrational resistance is a lot. So a prayer, yeah, taping the word love on your bottle, yeah. And love in our culture, that word has been, you know, taken to have so many different meanings, and it carries all of that energy when you put it on there, which is why when I choose bottles with like a different shape or something on it, I choose sacred geometry. I choose something that's beyond our words so that I don't get all the mental identification with the word, but I get the sacred recognition. So, you know, sacred geometry would be one of my favorite ways to do that within in the realm of intention.
Absolutely. Do you have anything to add, Nico?
Well, I think the more we go into nature, let's not forget that light creates structured water too.
Yes.
And then we charge our batteries. So being out, we're light beings after all. We're not being called food beings.
Right.
Because I think the majority of our energy we get from light, like plants, like every living organism. On this planet. And to add what Patrick says, Yeah, you can distort water structure with your emotions, with your feelings, because it's not about the word love, right? If you just mentally write
about the feeling,
it is. It's about the feeling because the English language, L-O-V-E, maybe if you wrote it in Hebrew or some kind of language that still has the resonance to the original, then you could, energies, then you could probably do that. But let's not forget, it's about the feelings we generate that either enhance the structure of our water or take away from it. And now we're looking at external water we're going to take in. But what do all those feelings do? They pass through all the water in your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So every negative thought, you can poison yourself one time by drinking something. How often can you poison yourself an hour a day with your thoughts and your emotions?
Yeah.
So I think all of it has to be balanced through all levels, the mental, emotional, and the physical. And when we create coherence in all of it, our bodies can produce the structured water. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the tower, because that's something that my partner, Carrie Bennett, and I, we mentioned on a podcast, I guess it was a few weeks ago, because she's got the tower and I've also got the tower now. And I've been getting a ton of inquiries about the tower, because like I said, I think people are very scared of this EMF issue. And, you know, then you get a building biologist in and basically they tell you the solution is to move because you're in a city and there's 5G towers and there's all the things. But like I said earlier, if you move, you might be all right for a little while, but then you can't control if they're going to build a tower, if they're going to put a satellite, if they're going to do all these things. And so that's what I find so interesting about the tower, is that here's something that could possibly help people in that situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if you look at the cosmic tower, I think the first thing you notice, there's no wires hanging off.
Nope.
You don't plug it into the grid, because oftentimes I have this, you know, we have a lot of different EMF devices out there, but many of them somehow work with the grid to create the beneficial field. So what is in a cosmic tower? What you see is just the outside. That's just the package. It's simply made of wood. But if we go look inside the cosmic tower, what you would actually see is one vessel of water at the bottom, and then one at the top. And in the center, there's a big crystal. Now, the water that's in those glass vessels, it's not regular tap water. It's actually water that is collected from healing springs from different locations. And why is it from different healing springs? It's so that the water contains the full light spectrum that we have to be healthy. There cannot be any overlap, because one frequency could get stronger or get canceled out. So really, the water in there contains the full light spectrum that we need for life. And then it's in a fourth phase. Right? It's in which basically you could look at it as a really big charge. Right. Then the water in the bottom, as it gets activated, starts spinning counterclockwise. The water in the top starts spinning clockwise. When you have two charges that rotate opposite, what do you create? You create a toroidal field. Mm-hmm. Right? Everything in our universe at a subtle level is made up of one or more toroidal fields. Go all the way down to the electron toroidal field. What is the field? Like HeartMath has shown it. What is the field of the heart of the human body? Toroidal field. What is the field of the earth? Toroidal field, and so on, all the way to the universe itself. So as this activation happens, it creates this toroidal field, which is the geometry of nature at a fundamental level. If you consider that there's one ether, only one substance, what's the one geometry it can create that will sustain? Think of a smoke ring. It's the toroidal field. And then when you combine more of those toroidal fields, that is like the geometry of life at the subtle level. Now, let's go back to the tower. What happens when that field gets activated? In the center, you basically open a connection to the zero point. source, whatever you want to call it, right? This unlimited energy. And that's where the crystal comes in, because anytime you tap into this unlimited energy, you need an intelligence that regulates the throughput. And that's where some people with the cosmic dowry, they get a little taken back when we say it has souls attached to it. Yes, in that activation process, a soul is attached to it, an intelligence is attached to that toroidal field. So the way to describe the toroidal field is, like, think about a giant oak tree would also have that field. Everything in nature has this toroidal field. And when that toroidal field contains all beneficial, the whole beneficial light spectrum, we create a natural field that you that is portable, that you can put in your home. And we can get into the consciousness later, but that's at the basic level. You're basically creating a field that is harmonizing, right? So it will take those EMFs, tie into a higher harmonic to where you do not have the effects on the body. It's like when you would sit by a giant oak tree, it'll protect you from the EMF, right? I mean, we're up here in the mountains. We got a lot of big pine trees. It's really quiet. The energy is really clean. The cosmic tower does something very, very similar than what nature does. And as we already said, when you give the body the environment that it can thrive in, it will start doing its thing automatically. So that's in a nutshell what the cosmic tower is, and we can go much deeper in what all it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Patter, did you have anything to add to that?
You know, Nico's kind of the master of bringing the tower to life. You know, I'm more of the experiential. You know, I don't really come from a science background. I come from like a basic distrust of science, where most science that I've been exposed to is part of an education system that's more like an indoctrination system. And so people can say all they want about science, but I'm like, if it doesn't make my life better, and then if sharing it doesn't make other people's lives better, who cares? Right. And so, you know, what I experience is that there's been a massive change in awareness of subtle energies for me, and a stepping into a greater subtlety of flow, where the fears and the force and the coercion and the things that ruled my life, it's like, it doesn't take that much batter to create anymore. Like, it just takes like being centered in you, because you're living in a harmonic energy field right now. And so that's the message that I want to bring to the table, is like, this makes life better. And so, you know, I'm actually struck, Sarah, you know, we don't know each other that well. And the way the conversation flows, I literally feel like the three of us are in the same room, and you can feel Nico's energy and my energy, and all three of us have a tower around. And it's really fun to be with you and to watch you leading the conversation and how you flow it. And I think that's the natural way for all of us. Like, that's my big dream. As I was looking at the chemtrail planes, I was like, Well, how do I ground those?
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Just a quick little reminder, if you are interested in anything that we talk about today, the Cosmic Tower, make sure to use the code Sarah over at the Wellness Enterprise. And all of that will be linked in the show notes. They also have an amazing water pitcher, which is extremely affordable for people that are just looking to get a clean source of water in their home and not spend an arm and a leg. Again, code there is Sarah with an H. And I want to just remind you, you can always get my free resources. If you're looking to get into circadian lifestyle, quantum lifestyle, I have a ton of free resources, and those are on my website and linked in the show notes. You can go to the sarahkleinerwellness.com website and go to the free resources page to get those. And if you are looking to dive deeper with any of this information about water and quantum health and circadian health, you can always use the code podcast to save 10% on any of my courses. Again, linked on the Sarah Kleiner Wellness website and also in the show notes. Let's go ahead and jump back into the episode. Thank you so much for listening.
And I actually have an answer. Like, how I ground those is, I do everything I can to educate the world. This is my answer from 7-8 years ago when I was just doing structured water. I do everything I can to educate the world about structured water. And I help people choose consciously to put living water back into their hearts and their beings and their brains. And from there, they'll know their creator and they'll know who and what their purpose is. And inside of knowing who and what your purpose is, there comes a point where somebody given an order to fly a plane says, no, I'm not flying that plane. And so my path has been through our connected heart. And I think that the water and the fields, the Taurus fields created by the cosmic tower, that's the way to do it. That's why I do what I do running a company, is to connect people to those energy fields so that ultimately those of us who are looking for this in this lifetime can feel and be with one another. And we can keep realizing this is the truth. This is our very basic nature, like love, joy, peace, and calm. That's who we are. And then we live as that. And so I know it can seem disconnected, but like, I'm just a really practical guy who wants to feel good. And I had so much pain. It's like, it's not enough to go gluten-free. It's not enough to go dairy-free. And, you know, I've gone all the way back, right? Like, I've eaten a pepperoni pizza by myself. Like, I'm fine. My digestion works again. I can choose alcohol again if I want to, but I don't want to. Like, what I want is to eat very little, like great. Like, there's a little teeny tiny purple flower that's on a lot of the trails in Maui. And when I take like two of those flowers and eat them, I'm like, oh, I'm so full. It happens every time. So it's not about the physical content. It's about the energetic content. And, you know, my big dream is that we keep coming together in a better understanding of that.
Yeah, I think that there's just, like I said, there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of like us against them mentality, like chemtrails. And there's just, I feel like every time every time I see something like that, I kind of unfollow or unsubscribe on social media, because there's a lot of people that kind of use these like fear tactics to attract more people. And it, you know, like with the EMFs, you know, I know it's not good for us. We know the science of how it dehydrates the body and creates stiffness and all this stuff. But, you know, we have to start talking about solutions instead of just staying in that place of fear. Because if that's where we live, we will get sick. We will experience illness if we're in that delusional thinking. Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. Dr. Tom Cowan, I'm doing his new biology course right now, and he says that people are not necessarily suffering from all these illnesses. It's more that they're suffering from delusional thinking as a fundamental issue. And I'm like, sounds crazy, but is it really?
Well, the irony is, if you go to the baseline and you just keep stripping away and you get back to you and the earth, the earth is just so extraordinarily abundant, and the energy flows that are in it. You know, I was lying in the Iao Valley in a creek on a hot rock yesterday. And there's like, you know, every 100 yards up and downstream, there's somebody else lying out there too. And there's this recognition of the wisdom of this is it. And if you look at the people that are doing that, by and large, they tend to be peaceful. Like, you won't get somebody coming in there and being really aggressive. It just doesn't fit. And so it's just a process of letting go of that which I'm attached to and going further and further into alignment to that which nature has always been giving me. And it, you know, part of the illusion is to cause us into polarity and to be in conflict with one another and to be in conflict with ideas. And none of that takes us to the healing. The healing is letting all that be okay and continuing to choose love and alignment as often as we can.
I agree. So how does, I guess, the tower fit into all of this? We kind of talked about that a little bit, but maybe let's talk about some of the things that it can actually do for people if they were to bring one into their home. And I think that the model that you have for the bigger ones of kind of your plan to try to get more of those out there is really interesting as well. And maybe we can use the show to facilitate that in some way.
Yeah. I think Nico's definitely going to answer that. And I want to set it up a little bit more, like the evolution of the wellness enterprise. So we tried to sell filters and it wouldn't work. And so we got shown by life that we had to go into energy fields. And the energy fields took us into structured water and taught us over a decade about structured water and what happens when a body's back in flow, or animals or plants or so on and so forth. And from a sacred geometry perspective, the primary shape that's at play there is a vortex. And so I lived for a decade with a vortex and got to a place of peace. And finally, after like 10 years of doing that, I was finally granted a water pitcher that goes back to the roots. Like, now that my motivation isn't making money from replacement filters, now I'm granted a water pitcher that can actually be a useful part of the equation. So once the flow was right and everything was set properly, so we have something called the best water pitcher ever, which removes things like chlorine and chloramines that, you know, everybody wants from a water pitcher, but it removes fluoride and radiation, right? Like, radiation from Fukushima gets removed by this thing. It's the best water pitcher ever. So now we have this platform of energetics and really solid products. And then Nico brought in the cosmic tower to lay an energy field over the whole thing and connect that globally. So that's what we've been up to as a company. And that's how the tower laid on top of it. So now, Nico, please run with it.
Well, I think a few things, what makes the cosmic tower different from people that are just looking for neutralizing EMF? Right? Just neutralizing EMF is not enough. We have to actually build the energy grid again, because here's the thing, you were saying, like, people are afraid of EMF, they're afraid of chemtrails. Yeah, that's their biggest power, I believe, is to make us believe that they can do things that are outside of our free will and we're just victims of it. No, yes. We're much more powerful than that. We are much more powerful. And that is what the cosmic tower is about. The cosmic tower is about nature's principles. There's no circuit boards in there. It has glass, port phase water, crystal, and wood. The same like with your body. There is no cord hanging off, right? Where do you get the energy from? Jack Cruz says 1/3 from food, 2/3 from light. Harold used to say 80% of your energy you do not get from your food. You get it from the resonance of your toroidal field with the toroidal field of the earth, of the solar system. So let's talk about, at a practical level, what happens when you bring a cosmic tower in your home. The first thing it's going to do, because this toroidal field, Patrick was talking about a vortex. What's the vortex? You're only looking at one half of the toroidal field, right? What happens on the other side of it? So it's that toroidal field of the cosmic tower that actually has an effect on water. One of the things it's going to do within its field, anything that's within its field, it's going to cut up the water clusters, right? Oftentimes, water is all clumped together. What it does, as soon as you open the faucet and it's within the field of the cosmic tower, it will cut those water clusters up again. So you get automatically structured water out of every faucet that you open in your home. Plus, then those rainbow colors, that full spectrum light that we talked about, that all gets infused in the water again. Harold used to say, you can look at the cosmic tower as having a full spectrum sun in your home at all times. And the interesting thing is that animals notice that. We delivered one in Holland at a lady's house, and she had turtles. And every day her turtles would go lay outside in the sun. We put the tower up, and the turtles started to come inside. Oh, and wow. We lay around the cosmic tower and just bask in those energies, right? So at a practical level, it will neutralize the EMF, but also any geopathic stress. Right. So it's nature's field that is always there. One of the big issues is we get our electrons from the earth. Now, what happens if that apple gets harvested? Who knows where? right? After 8 hours, the electrons are out of it because it got disconnected from its charge. So one of the things that the cosmic tower does when you bring that back into your home, it's going to put the charge back in. It's going to put the electrons back in. The other thing it will do, Harald always talks about, if you look at an electron level, what all toxins have in common is that they go counterclockwise, and what's beneficial goes clockwise. So look at the cosmic tower in the bottom being counterclockwise, kind of pulling in all the energies that are detrimental, then moving them through the zero point and creating a beneficial field. Mm-hmm. Now, this not only happens on the physical level, it also happens in what we would call the higher harmonics, the higher octaves. And you go into the emotional, into the mental, into the spiritual levels. It does the same there. So what it does is, like, first of all, it creates like this field that one of the things you even mentioned is that you notice that the house is much calmer.
Mm-hmm.
The energy field. And that's something we get a lot from people, because what I believe, it's like all these frequencies, these detrimental frequencies in the more subtle layers, they constantly keep us in like a fight or flight mode. Yes. And we never really let down.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we got as one of the main feedbacks when people got their tower in the US was, oh my God, I don't remember last time I slept so good. So for most people, what needs to happen before they can even start the healing journey, they have to get out being locked into the sympathetic flight or flight mode.
Yes.
And one of the things the tower does, because all of a sudden the body, the mind, everything feels safe. There's no irritation. So when we then let go of being stuck in that sympathetic nervous system, then when we relax, the body can do its thing. Mm. Now, what makes a cosmic tower unique is, as you said, we have the big towers and the smaller towers. So when you look at the family of cosmic towers that we offer here in the United States, you have the mini, the small one. That should never really be your primary tower. It's just made so you have something portable in case you leave the field of your tower, so you're protected. But it's not going to charge your field or really improve your situation. That's where we have to go in the bigger towers. We have the CT35 and the 75. And those are really more focused on your home and on the personal benefits, because the tower does much more than the physical. It's like a healer working on you 24/7 in the subtle layers, and emotional things might come up. Patterns might come up for you to look at.
Mm.
It helps release those, because it will take your whole being and say, what needs to be fixed first? You might want it to fix your knee, but the energy, your energies might, something else might have to be addressed, your heart, or something that's really toxic in your mind or in your emotion.
Wow.
Nature has its order, right? And on how it's out, how healing, of how to bring you back in balance. That's one of the things that the cosmic tower does. Now, what is unique is that it's constantly bringing new, higher dimensional energy back into your environment. So it's just not neutralizing, but it's actually helping nature build its energy up again. And that's where the big cosmic towers, like a 220, has a range of like a diameter of 500 miles. It's huge. It's 250 miles in each direction where it can affect nature. So the big towers are really, they're not so personal. They're more focused on helping nature, cleaning the waters, helping repair the energy grids, and constantly bringing new energy in. And then also helping the smaller towers, because the big towers take care of a lot of the distortion that is going on. It allows your smaller tower to become more powerful, because the really big towers do the heavy lifting. And I'm not interested in just giving people something that neutralizes them. The EMF, no, we got to look much further. How do we build a new grid of energy that supports all of life, so we can be stewards again of nature versus cannibalizing nature? And that's what we're building with the big towers. And it's an entire new energy grid. It's a new network that supports all life on the planet.
Wow. And do you have any map of your the bigger towers where you have those? So people, you know, they're like, am I near one of those? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We have one. Now, we do not disclose the exact locations of where each tower is at. So right. What I've done is I actually created like polygons over them so you could see what areas of the country are covered. And that's something we can share with you. And I also think we have a video out there on the Wellness Enterprise channel that's fairly recent that shows the coverage of the cosmic towers.
I'm not sure we're ready. I'm not sure we're prepared actually to share that this moment, but we can get you a link. And
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just would be interesting just to see, you know, what's out there.
Yeah. In a rough way, it's like from Eastern Canada down through Maine, Vermont, into some of New York, right down the Eastern seaboard, all the way down to Florida, and then across the bottom with some coverage up toward Missouri. So across all of Texas and some Missouri, and then, you know, going west from there, Arizona and Utah, the bottom two thirds of Utah, and then all of California, and then up in all the way across the Canadian border. So kind of a big U. Is all covered. So, you know, we're looking for people who are in some of the less populated states and want to have large towers up there. And we're also exploring Canadian towers, the 220 towers now too.
Oh, wow. So the benefits of the smaller towers, is it the 36? Is that the one that is 35. Behind you? 35.
That's the 75.
Okay. Okay.
So that one would be the largest model of the personal towers for your home, but also for helping you personally, right? So you can communicate with it and tell it what you need help with. It's like having a healer in your home 24/7. So that one is about six times more powerful than the 35 because it's an exponential scale. What determines the power is how much water is in it and then how far apart those vessels are spread. So the further apart, the more powerful. It's like you take a rubber band in a sense. The further you put it apart, the more power, you know, the more strength. So it's the same here. Now, the one thing about the cosmic tower that's very different too, it's all about us rediscovering and reconnecting with our own nature and our own power. Right. So it's going to help us clear these emotional blocks, these mental blocks, not just taking care of the physical, so we can get more and more into our own power, because we're really much more powerful than everything that's being thrown at us. And if you look ultimately, right, what is the biggest like detriment of all the 5G, this and that, is that we believe that we are this insignificant small beings that have no power.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right.
And that's the delusional thinking. I mean, that's where it comes in, is that we get into this kind of victim mindset, and it's a scary place to live. You know, it's not somewhere I want to live, and it's not somewhere I want anybody listening. If you're listening to this, I don't want you living there either, because we are all, you know, you think about the ether and you think about this connection, what you're putting out there, it's for you. You know, any energy that's negative, that's bad, that's scarcity, that's it's coming back to you, even if it's directed towards someone else. And I think that can be a hard concept for people, especially this day and age.
Yeah. So, I mean, we are the co-creators of this reality. What has happened is, our co-creative power has been co-opted. Mm-hmm. The powers that are adversarial, whatever you want to call it, they really don't have no power. They just make us believe that we have no power, or make us empower what is detrimental to us.
Yeah.
The moment we stop doing that with enough people, it's all over. right? And we can really create a paradise on earth to where we're all part of nature again, and really don't just intellectually know that, but moment to moment feel that and being aware of that. And that's one of the things I really love about the tower is the synchronicities are just like over. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Once you're in this harmonious field and you let down, you just get the guidance and you know what to do. Where before we'd be up here for days and days and days and never really get out of it.
Yeah. Right? So I feel like a lot of people live in that spot, you know.
Yes, and that's where we're heading now as a collective, right? All the old structures are crumbling, and that has to happen, right? Because those structures don't serve us anymore. And when we, as a collective, keep raising, and we stop looking at doctors, at politicians, at whoever to come save us or do what's right for us, we've been down that road for long enough. It's just time for us to do, and then realize, I've seen so many things with the towers and so many testimonials from people to where people get back into their power. And that's what excites me, because we're really powerful beings. And when we make those internal changes, they ripple out throughout the world. I really wish you could visualize that, how you just go into a higher vibration, being connected to nature and your own source, how that positively impacts all of life around you.
Absolutely.
Well, I see stories like that all the time. You know, yesterday was Sunday, and I had been living with my friend on Maui for 2 months, and she lives in senior housing in a place just barely big enough for one person. And there've been two of us there for 2 months, and she's 75. And so, you know, you take anybody and move in with a 75-year-old that's been living alone for decades, and you've got trouble. Mm-hmm. And then you make it really, really tiny, and you know, it gets sticky. And so yesterday was my move out day, and there was some buildup between us. There was some gunk, and we went and, you know, we really love each other and we really respect each other. And so we just sat down and it just started unfolding, and we did the conversation that needed to happen. And after that, I went up to the stream and cleared and came back down. And, you know, it's a Sunday, so you don't really expect commerce to move forward on Sunday, but there's this there's this entanglement in the business. And I said a prayer to the tower, I made a phone call about the entanglement, and it just completely unraveled. It just was completely done. And I said to Kiko, my friend, I said, when things unravel back to their natural places, that's what I mean by unravel, like it was no longer entangled, it went to peace. When that happens after having a deep conversation like we just did, that affirms for me that I showed up in right action in our conversation, and that I was honorable and that I was aligned. And so the reward that's given is this thing that appears unrelated, but it's actually a vibrational match, goes and resolves itself with grace and ease. Like it just, boom, takes care of itself. And so I've seen that over and over over the last decade, and I know that's the way it works now. And it's part of my motivation to keep showing up great for each situation that calls for my presence and my willingness to engage with the emotional aspects of it and do the work. And when we do the work, it does pull things apart. It's absolute fact in my world.
Yeah, that's what I was just kind of thinking. Like things can fall apart for a little bit, and you might feel like it's the beginning of the end, but it's kind of the beginning of the beginning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, yeah. I want to give people a quick story about from my summer about living with the tower. You know, Nico's sensitivity to the towers from the beginning has been amazing, and he's been my mentor in that area. And so, you know, there's this little laugh about like, what am I figuring out and what am I not figuring out? And so in July, I rented an Airbnb for the month, and it was near my boys on Oahu, but not right on top of them. So I was a little bit away. And what I decided was the first 10 days, I didn't get a rental car. And I set the intention of healing and of integration with my inner child. And I basically decided I'm just going to spend the month with the Cosmic Tower and see what happens. And so the first 10 days, I just walked to the market when I needed food. And I basically just hung around the property and you know, listened to the birds and watched the palms and did my work. And that was the month that I went from being known as Patrick Durkin in the world to being known as Patter. And Patter is really important because that's what my children have been calling me the last 10 years. And they call me that because when they use that name, it evokes a playfulness in me. And I noticed when I started using it more, so that the solution that emerged to the tightness that I was living in July was to start calling myself Patter publicly. And as I did, and I started putting it out there in the world, I noticed like my heart literally feels something when somebody calls me Patter. Like I feel like giggling, like very, very often. And then if you take that and extrapolate it out a couple months later, now that I'm known as Patter, like in the world daily, I am more playful. And I feel like that little part of me that I was called Patter when I was a little boy. I feel like that little part of me is like getting taken care of all the time now. And if you think about like healing, and you think about being wrapped up and tight and all the energetics around that, and you approach that with playfulness and the looseness of just being playful. So, you know, things are coming back into my life that I thought just were closed for this lifetime, like expressing myself with crayons and markers on meal dishes that we give out to people on the streets of Maui, like singing while hiking. I'm like, the woman asked me if I would sing while we're hiking. I'm like, well, is it okay if it's off key? You know, it's, and now I'm like out there singing. Now I'm singing by myself. And so these artistic expressions that I literally thought were dead are now just coming out of me. And that's what it's like. So I set that intention in the first 10 days of that month were really uncomfortable. You know, it was like, it was showing me what was up to be resolved. And I just didn't run away from it. And so, you know, fully a couple months later, I can look back and say, oh, that's what happened that month is, you know, I set the intention and being in that energy field, I went toward a greater integration with my inner child. What a beautiful expression.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm really excited to share this conversation with my audience, and we'll definitely have links to website and everything that we have talked about in the show today. But is there anything else that Nico or Patter that you would like to add to the conversation for people to take away? Maybe as something I didn't ask you that you would want to talk about or leave them with?
Yeah, well, I would like to ask you, what's your experience been with the Tower? Because you've had it for a while now.
Yeah, well, like I said, definitely a calmer, peaceful energy we've had, but definitely a little bit of shaking up of things in our life. You know, definitely a shakeup as far as things going on with my daughter and just having to restructure everything. So that's why I said, you know, maybe that some things might get shaken up for people, but there's a big restructuring of our life happening right now, our family life. My daughter, she's a non-speaking autistic. And so she had been in a very bad school situation for a while. And we kind of just didn't, we were like, we know it's not the best place for her, but we don't really know the alternative. And literally the day after we set the tower up, that came crashing down the day after. And she's been at home for the last almost 2 months now. And it's been very difficult, but in my heart, I know it's the best thing for her and for her well-being and her healing and all of that. So we've been on, you know, quite a journey since literally the night before we set the tower up. And then the next day it was a big event and the whole thing kind of came crashing down with her school. And we've been in a big transition the last couple of months. And I'm like, could this be this energy that I brought into my home? And it has been like, seemed very like, oh my gosh, it's a scary thing. But at the end of the day, I'm like, this is the best thing for our family unit and for us. So Maybe not the rainbows, unicorns, and butterflies answer everyone wants, but I definitely think it's very interesting, especially after talking with the two of you, how things are playing out for sure.
Yeah, and I think you make a beautiful comment, Sarah, because people think, well, I'm getting this tower and now everything is going to be taken care of. I can just relax and life is perfect. No, it doesn't work that way. What happens when you start boiling water, start raising the vibration, the impurities come to the surface because they have to be looked at. Oftentimes, people are like, man, it was great with the tower the first week, and now all this stuff is coming up. I'm like, great. That means that you've raised your vibration to where now things are coming up that are showing you that pull you out of that vibration again. Yes. So you have a chance to actually resolve them. I truly believe that oftentimes these are things that people deep down know they should have done for a long time, but they didn't. They were afraid to do, or for whatever reason, they didn't do it. Now the tower is there just encouraging, right? And I've had the same thing in my life, and I hear it from many people. But when you look back at it afterwards, oftentimes you're like, wow, that couldn't have gone any more gracefully. That was really difficult. But now in hindsight, looking where I'm at now, wow, I wouldn't trade that for anything. So thank you for sharing that so truthfully, because oftentimes for things to get better, it's got to get a little worse sometimes.
Yeah.
And we have to look at things that we didn't want to look at, accept them, and only then we can move forward. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, more will be revealed. You know, I share things with my community. I don't even like to call them followers or subscribers. I feel like the people listening are my community. I share when I'm ready. So I'll definitely be sharing more when I am ready, but I will definitely say there's been a shakeup. This is October 2nd that we're having this conversation since the middle of August. And it's been interesting, but I will say that in our home, we've kind of been like in our home because of this whole thing with my daughter. We haven't really been able to go a lot of places. You know, I keep commenting to my husband, what a beautiful place to be kind of trapped in, you know, and we both said that this morning, you know, that's kind of how it feels. Yes, we're kind of not really able to go out and do all the things that we're used to doing because we now have her home pretty much full time, but it's a lovely place to be. So there's that grace in the situation as well. And I definitely feel the tower is playing a big part in that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to jump in and wrapping up, I think the thing that happens over time when we're engaged with this harmonic energy field and living in it is we start to trust the gradient of that which comes up in our lives. Mm. So it's not like stuff stops coming up.
Yeah.
It's like there's a little bit more coherence to it. And so it's not something devastating that's going to like knock me down. It's like something inviting that's going to invite my courage, my vulnerability, my full self-expression, my capacity to be with truth, to be with life as it is. And so it's a different thing than like being in like fear-based wrestling matches versus being called forth to be the fullness of who I am. And after a while, you start to get a sense of, wow, this is a benevolent universe. It's actually helping me release the attachments to things that are false and to know the things that are true. And so I find that inside of a hydrated, harmonic energy field, those things happen with a lot more grace. So it doesn't mean life is easy.
No.
It just means it's a little sweeter and that it's a little bit more enjoyable. It makes a little bit more sense. And I think it needs a little time to stack to really understand that.
Mm. Lovely. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for giving me your time and speaking with all of us today. I really appreciate it. And like I said, we'll have all the links down in the show notes if anyone wants to take a look at things and learn more. So yeah, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for having us, Sarah. An amazing conversation.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode with Patter and Nico from the Wellness Enterprise. Use the code Sarah on their water pitcher, on the Cosmic Tower, on anything on their website. So many interesting and helpful tools that they have to help you enhance your health and overall well-being. So I am so grateful to have connected with them and will continue to update you on our journey using the Cosmic Tower for sure. And thank you again to my two sponsors, Viva Raise, code Yogi to save there, link in the show notes, as well as Upgraded Formulas, code Yogi12 or Yogi to save there, again, link down in the show notes. And thank you for listening. Again, if you enjoy the show, make sure to leave us a review over on Apple or Spotify to help get the show out to more people, or share with a friend, family member, or Facebook group. I am excited to talk with you again next week and bring you more interesting conversations and guests from all over the world. Have a fantastic rest of your day.